هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه ل sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
Wan Rashid and Yara Ismail, welcome to the Kurdish language program with SBS Radio.
Thank you.
Could you please give us a bit of an outlook into your journey to the States and how you got there?
I was able to come to America in 1996. I was born on the way. My father worked for an American company because he's an engineer, and there is some safety regarding that. And so the military and a few churches in America helped my father and about, I believe, 1,000 or so other families and individuals come through Guam. And then through Guam, they went to the rest of the country in America. And so I came to Nashville, and I graduated in Knoxville, and I've been here ever since.
And yourself, please, Yara?
Yeah, so I actually came here not so long ago, about 5-6 years ago. I was born and raised in Baghdad. My mom worked with American NGOs in Baghdad and Kurdistan, so that's how we were able to immigrate to the U.S. about 6 years ago. And we've lived in Southern California ever since. I attend Kahamakna College now for a degree in international relations and human rights.
Now, the two of you are part of the Effendi Foundation. Now, for those that don't know, Effendi is a non-for-profit organization dedicated to creating a modern way of reaching the diaspora and Kurdistan through various projects. Could you please tell us who else is involved and how did this idea come about?
Yeah, so essentially I have been able and very grateful to work in a number of projects. And when I was in college, each semester I had a new project. A lot of times it was international. I graduated about a year ago, and when I went back to Nashville, my home city, I realized that there was a lot of things that I wanted to do for the community and my love for Kurdistan as well, because I have family there that I really care about, that I decided, even though I'm good at helping organizations organize their events and grow their vision, I wanted to create a Effendi Foundation so I could really hound in on creating that connection between the diaspora and Kurdistan with various projects.
And Yara, could you tell us a bit about how you got involved?
Yeah, so similar to Juan, I have been working with nonprofits since I was 13 years old. But as Juan said, it can be a little bit hard working on multiple projects with different organizations. But I've also told Juan this multiple times before, but she's one of the people, my favorite people to work with, because it's just, we share a lot of things together. So it first started with, our first project was we worked on the Kurdish participation in defenses. And that was the first project I worked with Juan and Effendi Foundation. And then we started working on the Kurdish Women's webinar after that. And hopefully we will be able to work on more projects in the future.
Now, the Kurdish Women's webinar panel was an exciting one, and I'd like to touch on that a bit. I believe the theme was Together We Stand, and it included 6 exciting Kurdish diaspora guests, all from similar backgrounds but separate walks of life. How does it feel to give a voice to feminism in the diaspora?
Well, I would specifically like to thank Yara. Yara is very in tune and knows the Kurdish diaspora. Regarding individuals that would be great speakers. And so when we were organizing this, my vision, because this was the first webinar, I didn't even realize it was going to get to this level of magnitude. We had about 320 participants and a good amount of attendees, and we got to send off the video for people who couldn't make it. But she really pushed to, when I would ask about speakers, she let me know I should have the confidence to ask these amazing panelists, right? So it was very exciting. I think all of it together is, we didn't realize the impact that we were having, and we're slowly finding our own voice in the community, and we want to make sure that voice is heard amongst everyone, right? So this webinar was only female specifically, but we want to grow the audience and make sure that we're doing the universal things and rather just excluding and including things along that line.
Honestly, as Juan mentioned, we really did not expect for it to grow this big. We, when Juan first told me the idea, it was about Nashville, then it became America, and then it just became this international thing, and we really did not expect to have such positive feedback. So that's, and we have so many great Kurdish female speakers, and a lot of topics to cover that include both the women and the men in our society. So that's how we decided that we're going to be doing this more frequently, just because of all of the positive feedback we got. So we are already planning our next session that will be more inclusive, as Juan mentioned, of our entire society and not just women.
I think the concept of feminism is a great one, particularly when we say together we stand. It is not just women that stand together, but it is women, men, separate groups, people outside of America, all the way to Australia as well. Having that in mind, can you tell us a bit about what some future topics would be from Afendi?
You know, Yara had lived in Kurdistan for majority of her life, and she came to America. Well, I know feminism is a thing everywhere, right? And so one thing we want to do is include Kurdistan in these conversations. We know when we talk about feminism, it's the equality, right, that we wish to see. But at the same time, that feminism can mean different things in different countries. And we don't want to exclude anyone from the group. We also want to have webinars that talk about being a woman, an entrepreneurial woman, right? You know, and how you can start your own business and how it's possible. Yara and I are doing the census, so we've seen a lot of numbers in our community, from being educated to having their own business to marriage, right? And we just want to make sure we're being inclusive.
As we mentioned, there are really a lot of topics that we can cover, but we're trying to kind of approach it thematically in order to ensure that not just everybody is included, but also geographically, as Juan mentioned. And we are thinking of, okay, we have like this platform now where we reach a lot of women, Kurdish women internationally. So we're planning on talking about trending issues as well, or not per se trending, but pertinent issues. So next week we're planning on holding a session that includes both women and men of our society about racism and just our judgments internally in our society and the significance of the Black Lives Matter movement and history in both the United States and internationally, because this really has become an international issue and the Kurdish community has been involved in it both in America and abroad as well.
Now, it was mentioned that Afendi was founded last year. Tell us a little bit about what the end game is. What does Afendi look like in the future? What is it that Afendi wants to achieve?
I think a voice, right? I met Yara recently this year, and her and anyone else who is a part of the organization, I really try to make sure I give a voice and I let them help run, right, and organize with me. I think you know, what Afendi essentially is just creating a modern way of thinking, creating that openness that we can have these conversations regardless of how hard it is. Because I think a lot of times these organizations have good intentions, 100%, and I think I want to be like that too, and I want to make sure that Afendi is just making sure we're being inclusive and giving a voice to those who need it.
What is important is there is a vision in mind, but as Juan mentioned, we're talking about what our community needs now, and being flexible is most important in order to respond to our community's changing needs every day. So hopefully we're going to stick to the vision in the future, but also be able to respond to the community's needs as they emerge.
So like Yara is saying, that's very important, right? So Yara and I are working on the census. We're working on the women's webinar. We have a letter drive that we want to do. A lot of things that include so many spectrum of people. And I think that goes on to the flexibility. We can have projects that essentially impact the community, but in different ways, and not just one specific detail or one specific topic to think of all the time.
And those that want to get involved and find more information can find Afendi Foundation details on social media outlets. Juan, Yara, I'd like to thank you for your time today. If there's anything you'd like to pass on to our audience, please proceed.
I think if you guys have any projects or any ideas, I think our platform, because it is so digital and we're in that era now, we can work together. I think there is so much more improvement we can do and so much more growth, and I'm just excited to be a part of it and to see a team thrive so well.
As I think I mentioned earlier, one of the reasons I mentioned that Juan is one of my favorite partners to work with, and it's because we want to make things happen. So a lot of people in our community talk about whether we should dream bigger or no, we should dream smaller and more realistic. But the most important thing is to act towards that dream, regardless of how big or small it is, and take just one step closer to it. And we really want to put in the work and the effort to make all of these dreams happen, including ours for the community, our visions for the community, but also, as Juan said, we're listening to others, and we want to include as many people as possible. So we want to do the work and just take steps and see how it goes and go from there. And we need to take the first step in order to see if it's going to happen or not.
Juan Rashid, Yara Ismail, thank you so much for your time today. We wish you the utmost success in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.